Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Sanhedrin Lamed Vav, Sanhedrin 36a, pagination is 71. We're exploring a concept called Torah u'gedula b'makom echad. Torah and greatness, meaning physical world greatness, wealth, political connections, perhaps certain types of secular knowledge. Torah u'gedula, Torah, and other types of greatness all in one person. Meaning that firstly, the person has these different qualities, and secondly, that this person stands unparalleled in their generation. So the statement that we find at the end of a line about midway on the page, Mimos Moshe va'ad Rebbe, from the time of Moshe, until Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, also known as Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the editor of the Mishnah, from Moshe until Rebbe, Lo Matzinu Torah Gedula B'makom Echad, we don't find anybody about whom it would be said, Torah and Gedula in one person, in one place. Inferred here, of course, is that Moshe and Rebbe did qualify. Moshe was certainly the leader in his generation of Torah. He's actually the leader in all generations of Torah. He's called Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah describes Moshe as the teaching, the person who taught. His teachings are what everybody else has to compare themselves to if they want to be considered truthful. Moshe is the Avi HaNeviim, we say, in the Animam in Principles, Lakodmim Lefonov Vila Boyim Acharov. Anybody who came before or after, doesn't matter. Moshe is considered the father of prophecy. He's the one that you want to compare yourself to if we're not sure if something deviates. It's always deviating, would be defined as deviating from the Torah of Moshe. He's authentic. He was also very wealthy. And he was the provider of the generation. At the end, after the passing of Aaron and Miriam, so Moshe is the one in whose chus, the man, the be'er, and the clouds of protection are all coming in the merit of Moshe. Moshe is Torah Gedula B'makom Echad. Likewise, Rebbe was Torah U'Gedula B'makom Echad. We encountered this in Rashi on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, where we saw the description that Rebbe was the leader of the generation in Torah. He was also the Nasi, tremendously wealthy, and he had the wherewithal to bring the Chachamim together to edit the Mishnayos and present them in a codified form. So the statement here in the Gemara is that from Moshe until Rebbe, there was no one else who qualified for such a description. Asks the Gemara, Velo, really, no one else? Hohava Yehoshua. Yehoshua was tremendously great, apparently in both areas. And the Gemara says, Hava Elazar. But Elazar was in that generation also. And therefore, Yehoshua was not totally unique, unparalleled, irreplaceable. Continues the Gemara, Vahava Pinchas. Pinchas would fit such a description. And the Gemara answers, Hava Zakenim. There were elders in the generation, and it wasn't like he carried the generation on his own. Asks the Gemara, Vahava Shaul. Shaul was very great, in both areas, apparently. Hava Shmuel. But there was Shmuel in the generation too. Vahanach Nafshe, Shmuel eventually died during Shaul's lifetime. So there was a time period when Shaul really was the unique personality in the generation. And the Gemara answers, Kulu Shnei Ko'am Rinon. We're talking about somebody who, from the time he became a leader, was unparalleled, was unique. And we don't have that in Shaul because Shmuel, for part of the time, was there. V'ha'aved David, there was David, a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and a temporal ruler, a king. Says the Gemara, Hava Ira Hayairi. There was a great person, Ira Hayairi, in that generation, and therefore David was not unparalleled in uniqueness. We encountered Ira Hayairi, you may recall, Erevin Samach Gimel, where this is actually a beautiful partnership. David respected Ira Hayairi and provided him with the matanos, like the tzedakah. And the Gemara, in fact, comments that there's a lesson that's learned that a person should not give his tzedakah exclusively to one person. It should be split between people, not to do like David did, but apparently the description is of a very good, positive, respectful relationship. The Gemara is simply saying that David was therefore not supremely unique in the generation. V'hanoch nafshe, Ira Yairi died during David's lifetime. Kulu shnei ko'am rinon. But we're talking about someone who, for the entire period of their leadership, was unique. V'ahave Shlomo. Shlomo would fit the description, the Gemara says. Have Shimi ben Gera. But there was Shimi ben Gera. V'alkatle. But Shlomo ended up killing Shimi ben Gera. It was a punishment that was hanging over him in the beginning of the book of Malachim. We have the description. So Shimi was dead. Kulu shnei ko'am rinon. But we're talking again, the entire tenure of Shlomo, he was not supremely unique. Ha'ahava Chizkiyah. So Chizkiyah, a later king in the Davidic dynasty, righteous person, he would qualify. Says the Gemara, Hava Shavna. There was the person Shavna, and we encountered him a little bit while ago. And he also had a following that was greater than Chizkiyah's. Va'iktil. Well, Shavna was killed, so Chizkiyah still stands unique. Kulu shnei ko'am rinon, but it wasn't for his entire tenure as king. Now, Tosfos objects to this entire phrase. Chizkiyah, Tosfos says, in the second Tosfos on the page, was not the king on the entire Jewish people. Shekvar galu aseres hashvatim, the 10 tribes were already exiled. So Tosfos objects to the proposal that Chizkiyah would be such a person. He was very great, but the entire Jewish people weren't even there for him to be ruler over. And Tosfos also objects to the resolution. You're telling me Shavna was a Rasha. Shavna doesn't qualify for Torah u'gedula b'makom echad. And therefore Tosfos objects to the question and to the answer. We continue in the Gemara. V'ahava Ezra. Ezra was, like we would describe, head and shoulders above the generation. A tremendous leader. And the Gemara says, yeah, but I have a Nehemiah ben Chachalya. There was Nehemiah, and therefore Ezra is not unique. Omer Ravada Barava added, Afani Omer, I continue this concept, and I say, Mimos Rebbe v'adrav Ashi lomatzina Torah gedula b'makom echad, from the time of Rebbe until Rav Ashi, We do not find Torah Gedulah B'Makom Echad, but apparently Rebbe, as we said, qualifies, and Rav Ashi, the editor of the Talmud, qualifies. V'lo, says the Gemara, there was no one else, V'ahava Huna Bar Nosan, Rav Huna Bar Nosan, the Reish Gelusa, the exile arch in Babylonia, should qualify. And he is a colleague of Rav Ashi. Huna Bar Nosan make if I have a kayif leli Rav Ashi, but Huna Bar Nosan was subservient to Rav Ashi, and therefore Rav Ashi does qualify as Torah Ugedula B'Makom Echad. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.